Chapter 2. Beyond the trackless seas, far from the fjords and mountains of Riftguard, the late spring afternoon was mellow as butter and blue as a periwinkle. Great Abbot Apodemus and his old companion, Malbon Grimp, sat dozing peacefully on the sun-warmed ramparts of Redwall Abbey's northeast wall. Somewhere over the treetops of Mossflower, a blackbird warbled its rich, fruity aria to the season. There was hardly a breeze to be felt. Down below, the abbey grounds basked, still and silent, in serene noontide. Malbon was a woodmouse who held the position of healer and recorder of Redwall. She was drifting off into a slumber, both eyelids drooping as her chin dropped toward her chest. An admiral butterfly ventured to perch on Malbon's nose. She banished it with a twitch of her snout and opened one eye.
Any sign of them coming back yet, Ap?
Apodemus had his eyes closed, but he was not yet asleep.
I dunno. Why don't you go and look, Mal?
Malbon opened her other eye, turning her gaze upon the yellow-necked mouse who was Father Abbot of all Redwall.
"'Cause I'm only a lonely beast around here. You're the abbot. They're your responsibility.'
Apodemus kept his eyes closed, relishing the warmth of the sun upon his ears.
"'Tis a powerful position, being abbot of Redwall Abbey.'
Malbon considered this statement before replying.
"'Aye, so it is.'
A slow smile broke the repose of Apodemus's features.
"'Well, I'm glad you realise that, Mal. I order you to go and look to see if the Whortleberry gathering party are returning.'
With a sigh, the healer recorder pushed herself upright, smiling as she shuffled to the battlements.
"'That's a flagrant abuse of power, Father Abbot. I'll do your bidding, but I'd like it noted. I'm doing it under protest.'
The abbot opened his eyes and winked at his companion.
"'Protest noted. Now go and look, will you?'
Turning her back, Malbon leaned against the battlement.
"'Don't have to look. I can hear them. Listen!'
Carrying over the still air, voices could be heard raised in song, young and old alike.
All in the days of spring, when flowers do bloom about, we merrily go and sing, ho, ho, whortleberries come out. Whortleberry, blyberry, bilberry too, they taste so good to me, my friend, as they must do to you. And yet I say to you now, oh, what is in a name? For whortlebill or blighter, the berry's all the same. We range the forest far, for there's no beast will deny, nor tis half so good, ho, ho, as whortleberry pie. Pill, whortle, bly, bly, whortlebill, all around the woodlands, field or valley or hill. Get ready, good old cook, marm, stoke up your oven's fire. A whortleberry pie this eve is my dear heart's desire.